Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
You know, we ding and dong may be a little scatterbrained.
Oh, just a little?
Just a touch. But I think it's so funny when Ryan's gone. Ryan is out. He had a personal day today. He'll be back tomorrow, and he'll be back for our last podcast of the week. But I think it's so funny when people will send in messages tattling to Ryan like we're in trouble. They don't have any structure, and they have no idea what they're doing on the podcast without you. No. Have you listened to the podcast when Ryan's here?
There's no structure in general.
No, we end up going off about my horse sister. True. Or some other crazy random thing about my family.
A lot
or...
of weird pitch things,
yeah,
really.
I think I ended yesterday's podcast saying I want to kill somebody.
Would you bring it up again?
It was poo and murder yesterday.
Yeah. Why didn't you bring another two podcasts?
I would like to retract and redact my statement about killing somebody.
Okay, good.
I would not like to. Hypothetically, I would like to, just to see if I could get away with it.
No, stop that. Doesn't help. It's the exact same statement with
I said hypothetically before it. I would never actually, I could not live with killing somebody. I really could. Unless they did something to like a loved one or a family member. Other than that.
I thought it'd be a real butt guster. Can't wait to hear it.
I know.
Gut buster. Gut buster. Did I make a butt guster?
I'm going to say it. Boy, I had myself a butt guster.
Oh, my God.
When we fall off the tracks, like you going into great detail, I'm going to play the butt guster. That's going to be our moment to know that we have to move on. No more making yourself a possible victim in the future, Pidge.
You mean suspect?
Suspect. Yeah, I didn't mean, you'd have a victim. You know what I meant. I'm trying to save you from you.
You're off the rails.
I'm off the rails.
Just like they said.
Great. We're going to get a text message tomorrow saying how awful the podcast is without Ryan.
It's awful.
It is technically awful. Now, Des, around 3:15 this morning, you woke up. Is that not you?
No, somebody texted in this morning. And said at 3:15 this morning, they woke up dreaming that my dog had died.
But you don't have a dog.
Then this person said, but then I realized you don't have a dog. I'm worried. What's wrong? What's happening?
And then Ryan called in and everything. But Ryan did call in technically.
Yeah. But we knew that before.
We did. We knew that he called in yesterday and told us yesterday.
But. So this person has just been worried. They've been worried since 3:15 this morning that.
Oh, that's so sweet. But you know that Des doesn't take care of things.
No.
That Des doesn't want to take. She has her kids that she
takes
care of.
It is a weird thing that you guys pretend I don't, but they are still alive. They are well. They are fed.
Your first prideful thing. They are alive.
I mean, I've kept them alive for almost 9 years with Dusty. Her birthday is in just a couple weeks.
But yeah, so
pretty impressive.
You've got a good army around you.
Yeah,
and
but
Taylor's like, put a bubble wrap around him. Come on. put a bubble wrap around him. We're kidding. You're a great mom. I just think that's so weird when listeners will start like dreaming that you have a dog. You don't have anything to do with a dog.
No.
Like truly, the only dog you know is our dogs.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I have a dog I see every day, Teddy Louie, my mother-in-law's dog. So I mean, we have a dog in the family. That's how it feels. But it's not our family at our house. I don't know. It just, that seemed weird. I'm like, what? You know how dreams always represent something else? So Dez's dog died. I don't have a dog. What's the dog?
Dez's dog. DDD.
Triple D. You love Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's a food-related dream.
Oh, man, you're right.
Okay,
my
back
dog
to food.
Didn't die.
Did you not know what that show was?
No,
Pidge looked at us like he was confused.
No, I just didn't get, like, I don't, that dream makes no sense, really, about also why she'd be dreaming about you loving Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins.
Maybe my dog died is referenced, like, dreams dying.
My thought was, like, remember yesterday?
Your dreams, my dreams have been dead for a long time. They've been long gone.
You are tardy to that dream dead party, okay?
You know what? They are right. We do go off the rails quite a bit. Maybe I actually just heard it right there.
You're getting a dog in the near future.
Taylor says, don't even think about it. But
why is Taylor such a fun sucker?
Because he knows he's going to have to do everything about it.
It's not that hard to take care of a dog, especially at a, you have land, right? Like a decent amount. It's a great place for a dog.
175 acres is a really small spot for a dog to run, okay?
I think that's you need more like 5 acres, which is what we have.
I think you guys would do so good with it. They're so low maintenance. You just don't want to get a puppy. You know what would be great for you? A senior dog or like a 4-year-old dog who needs a home.
I have a dog. Would you like it? No,
I don't want that damn dog.
I told you to not. That's inappropriate. You cannot offer that at work, bitch.
Was my mic on?
Yes. He doesn't have a dog, Des. Don't let him tell you that.
Canine
He keeps asking if I want to come to his house and see his dog.
I know that is code for something.
No.
Stay away from bitch.
I said pet my dog.
And
not
I
see
said
it.
I love petting dogs.
He keeps talking about it being in the doghouse. I don't know what it means. Whoa. I just know that he does not have a dog.
Well, he said the kennel is in his room.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It is.
Okay. See, this is what you're going to get in trouble for at work, bitch.
Why?
Murder and this.
Murder and come pet my dog in my bedroom.
I call it Reggie.
Why are you constantly talking about a dog? It's not your dog.
Yeah, it's not, but it lives in my house, which is...
It's not your house.
Yeah, no, it's my house now. But,
yeah, you're just kind of a roomie.
Yeah, no, it's my house. I tell Sammy that now, like, if we break up, you have to move out.
Could you imagine Ben trying to be intimidating and saying that, and Sammy just slams him up against the wall and go, listen, this is my house.
She would. She is, again, nuts, and she would be able to take me down in a heartbeat.
Yep,
She's strong. I'm not, is more, I guess, the way to put it. But anyway, did you want to come over and pet my dog?
I think we could do an entire podcast on Pidge just rambling.
Uh-huh.
It would just be from like thing to thing. He'd be like, and the dog, and
honestly, we'd do that.
And another
should
one
we try? This is a bold statement, but I think McDonald's has the far superior frappe than anywhere else in the world.
You just sounded like that was a Crisco quote.
It was.
Donuts are the best thing in the world.
Are they not? I don't know where you think the best frappe is made. But
it's pretty good, but the reason the frappe is good is because of the sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's pure sugar. It's like an ice cream treat in a glass.
Well, yeah. It's not a coffee's lover frappe. It's a sugar's lover frappe. And I love sugar.
I would think that would not be good.
That I love sugar?
No, that. Oh. I'm looking at
it. Oh, Des, it would not go down well for
you. That's sugar bomb.
Yeah.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a 2-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Des doesn't like super sweet coffees of any kind, so she wouldn't want that anyway. That is basically just a caramel malt.
Yeah.
Basically
which,
what it is.
If I was given a caramel malt, I would love some sips of it, but I can only have a few. God, now I kind of want a malt.
You want a sip of this?
It's going to keep drinking it during.
Let me hear it. During the movie, we went to Kung Fu Panda 4, and River didn't get the memo that you're not supposed to like do that. And he got an icy.
Oh,
what happens at the end of an icy with those straws that are also a little spoon?
The worst. It's all that.
It's that. The whole, mm-hmm. And there was still like an inch of it left. And I'm like, dude, stop it. You have to be quiet. He's like, what? And I'm like, I grab it. I'd swoosh it around to make it loosen up a little bit. So we could, he'd be like one, you know, quiet sip. And then yeah. I'm like, okay, buddy, we can't. He's like, help me.
Worst design ever. Because it is like the best tasting thing. It's like sugar in a glass.
Oh,
you
yeah.
drink it. And then the bottom is all just like ice with no flavor yeah. left yep. in it.
And then no kid wants to let that go because you still think you're going to get that good sugar flavor. Mm-hmm.
And then it goes with the nachos. It's I mean, nachos should not be a movie theater snack. I love nachos.
They're loud.
They are so, you imagine the intense part of a movie. It's like A Quiet Place. And crunch. Crunch. Shh, shh, shh. Crunch. Or the...
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. There are a lot of... Even the munching sound of popcorn.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And you know, it's like smacking gum.
And do you guys like take like two or three pieces and pop? I like feel... I don't know why. I take like a big handful and throw it in my mouth. I'm like, why? What am I doing?
I do it the same exact way you do it. I get it buttery. I get it salty. And then I'm not like, you know, Ryan will eat like two or three kernels and be like, I'm going to eat this. I'm like, help. And then I'm like, oh, my popcorn's gone. I might be the only person in the history of the cinema that refills that popcorn.
Nope. There was somebody doing it at my Hudson Theater. She came out and we were all starting the movie. She had the one and she had just walked. I watched her walk from the theater. Like, do you want it filled up halfway? She goes, oh, no. All again. I'm like, whoa.
But you almost have to do it to get your money's worth. You could bring it home for later. Because like if you eat it at the movie theater, that's fine. Do you think? I don't ever really eat it like two buckets. I used to do it all the time. Back in the day.
But two buckets of popcorn?
Oh, God. Well, I was with people. So it'd be like we would sit there and eat. Like my brother and I always go to movies. I ate the popcorn, but I pretend to eat it. Because I'm like, oh, God, the five of us took that down. Sir, you came in here alone.
No, I've got friends.
They're up there. We're at the movie Ghost. It's fine. So, but like now, I wouldn't blame any family to go have it, have all the kids eat it, and then bring, like, go get it refilled when you leave.
Well, we even had a small. I mean, smalls aren't small anymore.
No.
They're pretty decent. So I got it for me, Dusty, and River. Oh. We still had half left because they had other little treats. You know, they got candy and stuff. That I snuck in my pocket. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Well, then you're the reason the movie industry is dying.
Well, hey, I spent like $30 still, so I think that's okay.
That's
$30.
Nothing.
That's going to save the movie.
$36.
$36.
And $46 on tickets.
That's without.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
So it was like a $100 stop into the movies for the three of us to zip in and go.
Oh, that was just for the three? Because you brought other people, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. We had two groups. Whoa. So they bought their own stuff. I bought ours. I did also have a glass of wine, I will admit. And that was like freaking $12.
I love that your kids, you're like, I will bring candy in for you, but mama's going to get her wine. Well, they have wine to go you could have brought in.
Well, that.
She snuck a bottle.
Same thing.
I know, but I'm saying, don't sit here and say that you're not going to buy the candy, but why not just bring in your own wine?
Also, though, I honestly, I don't, I mean, the price you do once in a while, it is what it is. River always wants M&Ms. He can't have a movie size M&M because he's going to eat it all. I'd almost rather have him have the icy, spend the money on that rather than get a water, M&Ms, and popcorn, whatever. And my moral to the story of the little popcorn, like, we ate it. It was so buttery and so good. We still brought half home and then ate it the next night.
That's still a lot of popcorn. The nice part about River and your kids, he could eat the whole entire movie theater M&M and he's still going to be okay because those kids do nothing but run around all the time.
Yeah.
He's working it off. My problem was I found TV. That was what my problem. I used to be the skinniest little kid until like 8, 9 years old, something like that. And I was all energy all the time.
Yeah.
And then I found food and TV and went, and then I became a sloth.
Oh, so was it this, what age again? 9, 10?
Probably 9 hours old. I was pounding back snacks at 9 hours old. I'm like, mama, gushers.
Oh my gushers. God. Oh no. So, all right. I'm going to keep them running then is what I hear.
Oh, I don't think that's ever going to be a problem in the dad's household. Me and Pidge have constant conversations about how exhausted we are hearing about your night.
Oh.
Like, when you're like, so we went to circus, and we went to here, and we went to there. My mom and dad were like, it's baseball. So we're going to go ahead and help you out with the thing you like. It's baseball. Well, but what about football? Nope, it's baseball. Okay, but what about the wrestling team? No, you love baseball. And I'm like, God, you know what? Matter of fact, I think I like baseball. There was like two options when we were kids, and that was it. You did those two things, and you were done.
I'm hoping keeping them involved in things will keep them out of trouble. in the future.
Gonna keep you broke.
Very broke.
Very broke.
Very broke.
This is.
Oh God.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not kidding. The more you put them in, my sister had Roman in circus until it cost a certain amount of money. And she's like, "You're not gonna be a clown, are you?" And he went, "No, no, feel like clowning's for me." And she went, "Okay, well, Circus Juventus is done.
Yeah,
we're good." That's a great program, though. It really is.
It is awesome. I mean, but Dusty is in contortion. Because, you know, how often are you going to use that in your life? She's like, my back is so... She just does this weird, weird move. And I'm like, oh, God.
For her, though, because she'll always be, you know, in great shape. Because she's constantly going to be moving. I'm like, if you tried to do that move, or one of us, we'd be stuck. I'd be like, this is where I live now.
In this weird arch down on the floor underneath the couch. This is my home.
That's it. Okay, we gotta solve this dilemma and then we gotta wrap it up because we are off the rails for sure. Do you squeeze your fruit?
Is that like a combat my dog?
I want to hear. Do you squeeze your fruit?
I mean, I do squeeze fruit sometimes, like a melon.
Okay.
Because there's certain, you know. And avocados, I know it's not a fruit, it's a vegetable, is it?
No, I think it's got a seed, isn't it?
It does have a seed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
No, it's a fruit.
It has a seed, you're right. I do squeeze a couple things to make sure they're fresh.
What about your blueberries? Do you open the container of blueberries and squeeze each one individual? Now, this voice is going to be real annoying because she doesn't want to be known, so she puts on some sort of filter on her voice. God. I'm going to bring this down, but she is very upset. Because she witnessed somebody squeeze all the individual blueberries, and she wants to know how you feel about it.
I just went and grabbed some groceries. A lady walked over, and she was standing in front of me, at the blueberries and strawberries, and she opened up the blueberries and started touching them. After she squeezed the blueberries, she put them back and did it until she grabbed the one she wanted and walked away. Is that normal? Yuck.
No, that's not normal. Yeah. That is not why. I've never opened up the container and squeezed anything. And a squeeze is going to basically crush it.
Yeah, because you can do a squeeze. Now, I'm not against, like, I mean, you can see the blueberries through the container. Well, and if they're, like, bruised or soft or squished, I'm not going to get them.
Right.
But, I mean, then again, I will occasionally go into the grape bag and grab one and feel her up. Because I want to make sure that I don't have the squishy, soft leaf grapes.
I mean, that's true. So why is it okay to squeeze a grape?
I don't think it is. I think people would probably be real upset that I'm squeezing grapes.
Well, my mom always used to test a grape before she bought it. And that's so bad. I didn't know. I just thought that was a normal thing.
Yeah. I legitimately will try one. I'll grab one and I'll kind of squeeze. I'm not going to put it back. That's gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, it's gross to eat it from the thing that somebody else has probably groped.
Yeah, whatever.
And nobody wants a groped grape. And so then, true. So then I try it and I'm like, not for me. Thank you very much. And I'll move on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like you've got to touch things to make sure they were okay.
See, that's the same Smell slogan something. That Pidge had for his dog petting. You got to touch things to make sure. We got to go.
Oh,
this
God.
Thing is off the rails. We're done.
I kind of want blueberries.
Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Oh, you know what you don't need to squeeze to find out if they're good? Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing.
Please don't squeeze a person who comes to your home.
No, but squeeze knowledge from them because they'll tell you everything you need to know. And the best part about them is it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside.
Right.
People think they have to wait for it to be so super hot outside or 30 below zero and then they have to have Apollo come over. No, Apollo can come out on a normal average day and save the day for you with a new home comfort system.
Absolutely, Apollo. They've got great deals on new furnaces and air conditioning and some really great financing offers. So if it is time to replace, Apollo is the place. I know it. I just replaced my home comfort system a couple years ago. Crisco did. His mom just did. If you're having any issues at all, have them come over and check it out. A technician, they're well-trained. They can diagnose and fix most issues. So definitely take advantage of that and just go to callapollo.com. It's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.